And
today we're brought to you by the sound of squirrels.
Chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
You'd think that
birds in nature.
By the sound of our podcast,
that we're out in a field.
Like in nature all right. The time, not yeah. Like
stuck in a condo.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Anyway. We are just really recapping so much about Diane.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff about Diane, and we decided since there's so much, we're going to get all the other little tidbitty things out of the way first.
Yeah.
So that then we can devote a big chunk of time to Diane. So don't worry, we're going to talk about Diane, just not
pretty much like 80% right of the podcast.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But a lot of people have been wondering, what's up with Sharon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that was a major storyline for a long time, and now she's got, like, a day and a half.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm thinking? I think they're kind of hanging on to it for the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think because everybody's kind of overloaded on Sharon.
Yeah.
Let it lie for a second, and then let's, like, pick it back up. Yeah. Because she was convicted.
Yeah, and she got sent back to prison.
But she somehow got a deal.
Yeah.
Or something where she would stay in Genoa City.
Yeah.
And serve her time in jail, at least for the time being.
Right. And I think that was it related to her kids? That she had to be close to her little tiny baby children? They gave her a break? I don't know.
I
don't know.
I'm surprised they gave her a break after she, like, chloroformed,
the guard.
You know, an armed guard.
Right.
Whatever.
But, you know, you bat those long eyelashes and who knows what happens, so. So there have been some scenes with her and Dr. Studley, and she got, a letter from Piper? Pictures from Piper,
something.
Piper and Fanny, the lamb.
Yeah.
Who's got to be close to slaughter time, so
oh.
How's she going to feel then? Dear Sharon, here is Fanny's pelt for you to use as a bed cover.
Oh, that's so sad.
Love, Piper. Mm.
P.S., here's a pie.
Right, yeah. There's no file in it.
You know, now that Adam is sort of out of the picture as a love interest, mm-hmm. at least for now, it's like Dr. Studley is just hanging around.
There's no point for him to be there at all.
And I don't see any chemistry.
No.
And it's
never really did, even when they were back at the farm.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was convenient at the farm.
Right, yeah.
But now it's like, dude, go home.
Yeah. At least they did cover the fact that he called up a vet buddy to cover his practice. So
yeah.
It's not like he just up and left this whole community in the lurch without.
It just seems to
vet.
Me.
But,
that, like, I mean, I've
he's
never.
He's not doing anything there either.
Well, I've never owned a farm or anything, but.
What's the matter with
my
you?
My in laws own a farm.
Right.
It's like a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
And it's. And, like, their farm is not like. They're not veterinarians or anything, mm-hmm. you know? But you can't just pick up and leave your farm.
No.
Farms are a lot of work.
Well, it's not even a farm. I mean, I horse sit for people.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had two horses, and they couldn't leave without leaving someone there all the time. Because it took so much work.
So.
Just to keep them fed.
It just seems like.
It's irresponsible. That's what it is.
Yeah. Dumb.
And it would be excusable if he was doing something other than
hanging
sitting
around
in the waiting room.
Yeah.
At the jail.
Like, and.
And just kind of saying, you
they
know,
spend
mumbling
a lot of
nice
time.
Things.
Yeah, and she made some comment in the lines of, like, well, you know, I don't know what it is, but you just make me feel like things are going to be okay, even though they totally suck.
Yeah,
and
why?
I was like, really?
What about him makes you feel that way? Because he's so mopey.
Feels forced.
Mumbly, yeah. I will say, though, her hair has never looked better.
Her hair
it's
does look pretty good.
It's in the side part. It's got that color. She's keeping the color up. It looks good.
Yeah, so, it does look pretty good.
You know, if that's what it takes to get the side part, fine.
Yeah.
Keep her in jail. I want to meet her cellmates, her cellies.
I know.
There to be some colorful.
Where are the other people?
Character actors.
I think they're keeping her like a.
Bring out some stereotypes.
You know. Yeah, I know. At first we thought, oh, Maggie will be in there. Oh, mm-hmm. Abby, you know, Daisy.
Right, yeah. Nobody's there.
Where's Daisy been actually
Daisy?
Now that I think about it?
Because shouldn't she be at the same jail? Because she's never been. Sentenced for all of those horrible things.
What the heck happened to Daisy?
Good question. That's the mystery. Daisy did it.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh my god. You're probably right. We called it.
Right.
So anyway, Victor, though, has not forgotten about Sharon, even though it appears that pretty much everybody else in the world has.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets this new lawyer to come into town, and
she's... Sharon is her only client. It's not like she's also Victor
pays her.
Yeah.
So that Sharon will be her, like, only focus.
Mm-hmm. And she was talking about her team, and it sounded like kind of a rehash of Legally Blonde, where you've got the big lawyer guy who's got all the interns do all the actual work.
Okay,
and I want to see some of the... Because then it could be the young... Well, Young and the Restless.
And there was
like,
a plug.
I want to see these little people.
They plugged the Innocence Project, right? Because,
which is great.
Yeah.
It's a good project.
But Sharon was saying, well, aren't they all just students or whatever? And
so what? What's wrong with students?
Yeah.
You know, they got to make their way through.
You know Sharon's seen Legally Blonde like 8,000 times.
She can probably quote it. She's acting it out in her cell every day.
Her alibi is she was getting liposuction.
That's right.
So the new lawyer's name is what?
Avery Bailey Clark.
Clark.
I was going to say Shaw, but no, it's Clark. And I saw on one of the comments, I was like, wait a minute, didn't we just have the recap on the 4th of July talking about how Matt Clark had raped Sharon? And what if this woman is related... And is actually going to do Sharon wrong in the end and
get
her the death penalty or something. Because, you know, a coincidence like that is pretty...
I know, they always
happen. That's a pretty
good
coincidence.
Ugh. God, I hope not, though. I'm trying to think of... I mean, he was killed. But yeah, it could be his sister!
Yeah, exactly. His long-lost sister.
I don't know.
His twin sister. His... identical twin sister who had a sex change and is now a beautiful blonde, you know.
Yeah.
And that actress has been around soaps for a while,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, she should be able to hold her own pretty well.
Well, and she's real...
tough as nails.
I was going to say abrasive.
Yeah.
And so she gets a room in the athletic club right next to Adam, so mm-hmm. she can kind of keep tabs on him.
Yeah, I'm sure in her luggage, she has her special listening glass.
Yeah.
She puts up next to the wall.
Yeah. And...
Oh, what do you know? He's watching porn again. Huh.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think there are real possibilities. It would be neat, I think, to see her team in action and see if they're worth anything.
I have a
but
feeling
I can
we will never see their
we'll
team.
We'll never see the team.
Yeah, never.
She'll just talk about, you know, oh.
So, yeah. Because what happened, to Vance Abrams?
He's working for all of his other clients.
No, in real life.
In real life? I have no idea. Not anything, I don't think.
I think he just got sick of...
Did something happen to him?
I read, but it sounded like more like a rumor. It was like in a forum that he got a DUI, and so...
Oh.
But I don't know if that's true or not, so don't say that But I, because it seemed sort of random that all of a sudden he was off the show. Where did he go? And then they put in Leslie.
I didn't think so at all. I thought it was just he was doing it for a little while for fun, and then it wasn't that fun. And oh wow, you have to actually work on a soap. Okay, I'm out of here.
I don't know honestly, but I had read that on a forum.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah. All right. Well.
So they kind of had to get a new lawyer.
Yeah. Right.
That's not.
Yeah,
Michael.
And they've been needing some new lawyers in
Badly.
Town anyway. Yeah.
Because Michael's handling like. Restraining orders and like multinational corporate contracts, like
the scope of his practice
and family law,
right. it's pretty broad.
So, and Rafe, I really wish they would have given him more screen time.
Where is Rafe?
But
you know, I always liked him as a lawyer, and you know, once,
I know.
Chloe shafted Billy. He was kind of done.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's still. Still there.
He's doing a summer share somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, on vacation.
So should we talk about Billy?
Yeah, let's just talk about Billy. So Billy loses custody. Chloe's being mostly a bitch about it.
Mostly.
Even when he happens to run into her in the course of, oh my god, this town is so small.
Yeah.
Chloe freaks out. He kind of, you know, had some conversations with some people, and I mean, it was just really
anticlimactic. He's kind of just spending a lot of time unshaven and
disheveled,
like, with no purpose.
Yeah, and then they just kind of showed him getting on a plane. And
well, I was like, no, because he, remember he went over to Victoria's.
That's right.
And
he had to have the going away sex.
Yeah.
First.
And it was like, she kind of, she had this
thing.
She
thought they were back together.
Yeah, and I thought they were, too.
I thought they were, too.
What a jerk.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Because she said, I need you to be there for me. Will you just do it? Mm-hmm. And then, with, I guess what that meant is...
He meant
literally
something totally different.
Do it.
Yeah, right.
And
when she wakes up to make coffee, he's gone.
Yeah, that was terrible.
No note. No.
Oh, he had come back to the house to pack all his stuff and take it.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped him before he left and
right.
said,
don't leave.
Don't leave.
That's
what are
right,
you doing?
Okay.
And then
thought that she had
sleeps
talked
with
him out
her,
of it.
And then he leaves.
Yeah.
Then he gets on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, right as he's on the plane, he's like looking at a picture of Delia. And
mm-hmm.
he's like, I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah.
And then flies away. And
right.
we later find out that at least that his phone or
yeah,
was found
phone
in Hong
got
Kong.
Found on the plane.
Okay.
And the plane called the phone to find out. You know, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is the number one on a speed dial. Whose phone is this?
And he also sent goodbye texts
mm-hmm.
to
his
family
siblings.
Members, but
yeah.
not to Victoria. Because she got the goodbye
yeah,
sex.
Right. She doesn't need a
hello.
Oh, by the way.
So, do you really think he's in Hong Kong?
No, I think he's pretending. I think he went to Hong Kong. I don't think he stayed in Hong Kong. I think he stayed.
What's he doing?
He's going on a lost weekend and becoming anonymous and spending cash and not,
hmm.
you know, he's just...
I think it's totally opposite. I
really?
Think he's going to come back, like, you know, bright and shiny,
Count of Monte
reformed.
Cristo.
I don't know. Yeah, Count of Monte Cristo.
He comes back and, oh, he's already rich.
Kind
but.
Of like because everybody, they're spending so much time going, well, this is who Billy is, this is, he's
That's
reverting
true.
To his old ways.
Yeah.
And everybody is sort of like talking about what a loser he is.
Mm-hmm.
Might I remind
Why can't
people.
Can't he just be a loser?
The whole reason he went to Hong Kong in the whole beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, years ago, was because, okay, granted, like, he got into some gambling trouble,
yeah.
and Jack agreed to bail him out
if
Billy took a job in Hong Kong.
Right.
So, really...
But it was still a family job. I mean, it was still
it,
for
yeah,
the family
oh,
company.
Totally.
It wasn't, like, you know...
But, and it wasn't like Billy wanted to go there, but that was part of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, oh, he went to Hong Kong once before, and he hit every hooker in town. You know,
yeah.
and it was like, not really.
Yeah, and so what? Since then, he's, you know, that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, since then, he's been back, and he's been
mostly
lately
normal.
Pretty mature, and he had that, I just think...
There's a difference between playboy and, like...
And screw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're acting like he was never a playboy,
he
was,
always
a screw up.
Yeah, and I think that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Because, like, when he met, was hooking up with Amber.
Yeah.
And he was, you know...
And his name was Liam.
And his name was Liam, and he was, you know, Mr. Playboy guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is why Chloe knew that...
Wanted him in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, I think he's actually gonna come back, like...
On the straight and narrow and cleaned
totally.
Up and... Hopefully
he But he
will
knew that he needed to do it
company.
Alone.
Yeah. He couldn't do it in that environment, because it's an unhealthy environment.
That's just my thought.
Yeah, okay.
And
I
he had sent... Delia, like, a bracelet or a present
mm-hmm.
or something from Hong Kong, too.
Yeah.
And Chloe's, like, freaking out about it.
Yeah, it's like...
You're the
you
one who revoked custody.
Right, you can't have it both ways. You can't have
yeah.
him in town moping around, which is what she wanted.
Yeah, she was like, stay away.
Stay
so
away.
He goes away,
yeah.
and she's mad at
no,
him.
No, that's too far. How can you abandon your daughter? That's
yeah.
so far away. It was like, you know... I'm always a Chloe fan, but she's working my last nerve.
Well... And I appreciated that Kevin really called her on it.
Yeah, Kevin's been good the last couple of
Who
days.
Who knew, like, the voice of reason would come from the silver chipmunk?
Right, yeah. He has his moments. I think he hit it on the head. He's just like, you know what? You're spending way too much time on this. And he kind of called her on it. It's like, you know, you like the bad boys. You like to reform them.
Yeah, he was like, you're all about drama.
Yeah, you chase after him, and then once you get him, you dump him. And
yeah.
now you're done with me, and you're back to chasing Billy.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't want any part of it. And so he dumped her.
And it did sort of seem like she is, like, really over involved in Billy's life.
Yeah, it was way too much. I mean, granted, you know, they are parenting a child together, but even so, she was manipulating and meddling in things.
So you think she still has a thing for him?
No, I think Kevin hit it on the head, that she doesn't have a thing for him. She has a thing for the drama and the situation, and it's interesting, as opposed to what she's got with Kevin now, which is kind of settled and calm and relaxed and nice.
Well, and I was thinking, because they had a little moment where they were talking about when they first got together, mm-hmm. you know, we used to be fun and we used to have good times. And I was like, really? Because when you first got together, Jana was psycho, mm-hmm. and that you went to jail. There was, like, a whole lot of... Yeah. I was like, did you ever really
what
have fun?
What do you mean by fun?
You argued a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, you never really were that.
Yeah, I mean, they had a couple of moments where they did, but not...
I never
not
thought
the
they
nostalgic
were meant to
way
be.
That he was talking about. I, you know, I was okay with it, but no, I don't think, you know, that they're gonna... I don't think they're... going to get back together now that they're broken up. I will say, though, that I did like the scene with Chloe and Mrs. C sitting on the couch eating chocolates.
Yeah.
That was great. It was like, oh my god, shoot that one 7 or 8 takes because it's just not
it
quite right.
It delicious.
Yeah, it and the fact that Mrs. C has someone who sends her Belgian chocolates just because that's what her mom liked, you know, that's nice.
Yeah.
I want my daughter to have that someday.
Yeah. I'll do that for you.
Yeah. My mom used to like voodoo donuts. So
I don't think those stay as long.
I have them set to my house. Okay, should we move on to Genevieve? Because that'll take about 30 seconds as well.
Wee-wee.
So, okay.
Victoria, I don't even know what to say about her.
Well, it all swirls around Victoria.
Okay.
Victoria is in charge of Newman.
For the moment,
right. And she and Abby concocted this plan that Abby would be the face of Jabot.
As part of the Naked Heiress brand. Yeah.
Yeah. That.
And Victor actually signed off on it.
Yeah, and Victor's like, oh, you know, that's actually not a bad idea. So let's
Which
do
is
it.
So ironic.
Well, you know, he's just grateful that she was willing to do it with her clothes on.
Oh, I didn't realize it was with her. I thought the
no,
whole...
No, he had a whole speech
How
with
did
her
I miss
where
that?
He's like, you know...
Oh, I thought that just meant, like, when you're representing Newman, but, like, on the side, she
no,
could still...
No, I think the implication was, you gotta stop getting naked. That's... You're a big girl now.
Okay.
You need to keep your clothes on.
Okay.
And she said, okay.
Sure.
Great. But then they were somehow, I kind of even forget how it happened. They were someplace talking about it, and Genevieve came over and kind of insinuated herself into the conversation and said, you know, I know that you're in charge, and here are some great ideas that I have.
Well, it's like she just walked into Newman and said, can I see Victoria Newman?
Mm-hmm.
And Abby was already there.
Yeah.
And then they were like, sure, we may be really busy, and I may be like a... you know, running this company,
right.
But you just walked in the door, and I'm willing to see
and
you.
And I've never
Let's
really
sit down.
Met you before, and I don't know anything about your credentials, or your background, or anything.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Let's talk business.
And frankly, like, Victoria's like, okay, what do you have to say? Like,
mm-hmm.
what's the deal here? And she was a little wary.
Yeah.
And Abby was like, tell me more! Anything
right.
that has to do with Naked Heiress. I love
yeah.
your ideas. And Genevieve had some sort of, like, ideas that really weren't that groundbreaking
Mm-mm.
or that amazing. It was like advertising ideas.
Yeah, it was marketing. Basic
yeah.
marketing 101 type stuff.
Yeah. And then Genevieve goes, and I'm not really looking for a job. I just thought you could use this information.
Right.
And then she leaves.
Like, you don't have 50 people on staff to do exactly that.
Oh, yeah.
One would hope.
But we
she
haven't
did
seen
it better because they all seemed to be very impressed with
yeah.
what she had to say. So.
But then Abby screwed it up
mm-hmm.
because when she, you know, when the whole Tucker thing was going down, she had recorded that video where she
confession.
Bared it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, her confession that she hit Tucker, and then Deacon has the video, whatever. So
mm-hmm.
she thought it was erased,
mm-hmm.
but it's really not.
No.
And Victor knows this, and he's trying everything he can to sort of keep that video under wraps. Mm-hmm. And so instead he basically said, cut the naked heiress line, whatever right. you want, because if the video came out, that would be catastrophic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Granted.
Yeah.
True.
But so Genevieve is still, like, sniffing around.
Yeah. So I don't know what her game is, if she's just, you know, bored and... Then and...
she was in the gym.
Oh, God, that was just not at damn all it. Okay.
I and we've love had the that gym scene scenes.
Before. We've had it before. He did that same exact scene
he kicks up women.
With another blonde woman a couple years back.
Really?
Yeah. I think it might have been Sharon.
Sure. I love it when they're in the gym, because... because I go to the gym and it's never like that. I'm like... And I know that nothing in the world is like Young and the Restless.
Well, but, yeah, thank God. Okay,
but
good.
I just love that. I just love the gym scenes because it's like... so... so over the top.
Yeah.
And
well,
Victor's in there...
very choreographed.
Like, with the punching bag. Mm-hmm. And Genevieve walks by and just sort of inserts herself mm-hmm. into like, ooh, who are you punching?
Right, yeah.
Show me those buns or whatever. Like, I can't imagine walking by somebody at the gym who's like using the punching bag and being like, ooh, who are you punching?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd turn around like, what are you talking about?
Right. Well, you know, you should try it sometime just as research to see what happens.
Okay, I will do that.
I'm pretty
then
sure.
Then they're going to think I'm hitting on them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people think that you're hitting on them, you know, which makes
it'll
even
be some,
fun.
Like, 85-year-old guy. Oh, well, it's
oh,
Victor.
There you go. Yeah.
Anyway, he teaches her, he gives her a few pointers on how to hit the bag. But then, like, where did that go? Anywhere?
Nowhere. And then she was done.
She just kind of likes to, like...
She has these, like... Yeah, these little, tiny mini scenes, almost.
Yeah.
And I think it's the writers trying to get reaction. Just to look at the comments or
okay.
you know, to get feedback to say, okay, what do you think about her working for Jabot? What do you think about her being an advertising
but when you read the,
person?
When you read the comments, nobody even says anything.
Yeah, you know.
Here, I'm telling you right now, I liked it in the gym. It was funny. I think she should be a personal trainer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I could see her teaching yoga classes.
Sure.
I want them to bring back the spa.
I know.
The spa was awesome.
Yeah.
They could have had a lot of fun with the spa.
Because I feel
no.
like... the coffee shop, sure, that's,
mm-hmm,
you know,
that's a standard.
That is a place. But I feel like the way that these people live, mm-hmm. in reality, would involve the spa and the gym way
much more.
More.
Oh, yeah, the kind of maintenance that these people have.
But I guess they wouldn't be wearing, you know, done-up outfits
right,
necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But, anyway.
I don't know, a few more mud bath scenes would not do the show any harm.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Anyway, Diane?
Yeah,
are we there?
I think we're ready to talk about Diane. Okay, so in our last podcast...
Don't say it.
We finished off, and we were sure that the writers had been yanking our chains and making it look like Diane was going to get killed, but no, we were smarter than them, and that it could not possibly have been something so obvious. And weren't we just as wrong as we could be?
Because we don't read spoilers. We try
no.
not to.
Yeah, we try not to. And you said that you had gone back and they were all over the place.
When it was like...
she had been cut.
The first episode, when it was like they found her body and went, oh man, she looks dead.
She's dead.
There's
dead.
Her body.
Yeah, this is not a Skye's body's in the volcano.
Yeah. No.
And I still think Skye's coming back, by the way.
But we see Diane's body.
And her head all bashed in
yeah.
and stuff. I mean, the makeup department had a really good day.
Yeah, they did.
They enjoyed doing that.
So I immediately paused the video, Googled, like, is Diane really dead? And there were, like, 1,000 articles from, like, in the spring.
Yeah.
Like, Wynar cuts Maura West.
Uh-huh.
Shocker. And I was like, well...
that's a shame.
Okay.
I think that's too bad. I always liked her.
I think it was pretty hilarious how her body was found.
Oh, that was the best. That was
like,
the best of everyone to find. I was waiting for one of the dogs that we never see anymore. Either, you know, Secundo or one of those dogs to find her. But no, it was Murphy.
It was Murphy.
On his way fishing in the
stream. The local pond?
Yeah. Like, maybe. And here's what I was thinking. It's like, here in Portland, there's a park where the fly fisher people go
really?
To practice casting. Yeah, out at Westmoreland Park. You can practice casting your flies. And it's not fishing, but you can,
you're practicing.
You can see if your flies are working or not.
But I'm pretty sure that's bigger than a 3 foot wide.
The stream, the creek, leads into the casting pond, I'm sure. In the mental map that I have of Genoa City. And
I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at the size of his
tackle box.
Yeah. Of his fishing gear. And see exactly what was it that they thought Murphy would be fishing for
Because he was pretty the park. Head to toe fishing gear. I want to know why in the hell they could not come up with a better name for the park than Town Park. That is just lazy and sad.
I didn't even catch that, but you're right. Yeah,
it's like, you know, name it after somebody. There's got to be something better than that.
And I guess, also, it's like all of a sudden the fish and game people are out there, you know? Like, they have, a camera.
Yeah, how big is this park? And little signs posted?
I know, granted, around Portland, we have major parks. It's like what we have, right? Oh, sure, and they can get pretty rural.
But they're not fishing game parks.
No, and I have never once, in all of my, running down trails or anything, there's never, a random camera.
That you know of.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Forest Park, I bet, has them.
No! Because I've looked online. I'm afraid. Because the transients live there a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I am afraid to run by myself because of things that happen, right? And so I've looked for... I have the whole... all of Forest Park, which is, 40 miles, right?
It's a big park.
I have it all mapped out, and, nowhere in this park do we have anything like that. At least that is the public knows about.
Yeah, available. Yeah.
I mean...
common knowledge.
It just seemed a little...
It does seem suspect.
Over the top.
Well, and, the camera there is gone. So
of course. Somebody stole it.
Someone stole it. And it's funny because they're saying somebody stole it. It's like, no. Teenage vandals.
Yeah,
children
vandals.
Stole it.
Hello.
Come on. It's not actually
But we
stolen.
Know. Because basically what happened is, so Diane spent the night before her death texting she sent out a mass text that said, meet me at Town Park.
Right, at the bridge.
At the bridge.
But, which I'm pretty sure was taken from someone else's production of The Music Man, because it's the exact same footbridge that you use in that show. But okay, go ahead.
Nice. So, but even though she sent out a mass text to everyone at the same time, no one seemed to make it there at the same time or pass each other in that
No, they
area.
All thought that they were the only one who had gone to talk to her. So she did plan that.
Yeah. And we didn't, I mean, we knew everybody got a text, and we knew everybody had left, but it wasn't until her body was found that they started interviewing people, and people were, having flashbacks of their moment.
Right. Well, and she also had, was it, the next day that she had the Lovely Bones narration?
Yeah.
Where she was in, can we talk about purgatory or limbo or wherever it was that she was
she
after
watching.
She died? Yeah, so they show her and she's wearing the okay, you're dead white dress.
Yeah.
And she's in a room filled with flowers that were a little hyper-colorized.
Okay.
But it looked like it was a room at the athletic club.
Yeah,
and
I think
thinking, so.
And I'm
thinking, oh my god, that is so sad. That's where you go when you die? You get a room at the athletic club? It's done up to look like Pushing Daisies. That's just sad.
Yeah.
I never
want
to die.
It seemed a little
in
uninspired.
City. Yeah, it was, and, you know, having her do the voiceover of, kind of desperate housewives. Oh, there's my body. Oh.
And it kind of went along to me, with the episode before where it had all the stupid pillows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute, that was the episode before, right?
It was a couple before, but yeah.
Have we talked about that? Did we talk about it? I think we talked about it on the last podcast.
I don't think we did. No.
Because there was an episode where it was everybody
we
was
missed that day. Because we podcasted on that Friday, but we didn't talk about what happened that Friday. Because nothing really happened except that she sent out the text and everyone was finding reasons to go and not let the people around them know
they
were going.
And
but
so
yes.
It was in her room at the athletic club. And all of a sudden, never before have we seen these, but all of a sudden in her room, there's all these embroidered pillows mm-hmm. with, like, little silly things
on them that supposedly gave a clue to her character.
Like, over-the-top literal. Like, one of them was, like, crazy for you and party girl or whatever, you know? Yeah. And they were just like, what was the point of that?
I don't know.
Like, who came up with that idea?
Not anyone with a lot of creativity or brains.
It was lame.
Yeah, it was just... They thought it was going to have a different impact, I think. I think the writers thought, oh, okay, we can show all these pillows, and look, each one is kind of related to the person we're talking about.
Yeah.
And how what their relationship was like to Diane. Like, they'd have the scene with her and Kyle, and then show the pillow that said, you know, world's greatest mom.
Yeah.
You know, and that was in the shape of a baby bottle or some damn thing.
No, they were lame.
The pillows were just sad. I
didn't get it.
Yeah. I don't get that in real life, why people have 50 million pillows strewn about.
I love pillows, but... whatever.
I don't decorate with pillows. We'll put it that way. You know, I mean...
I love pillows.
Have enough pillows in bed to be comfortable, but not...
But my husband hates them, and so it's like... But I remember when I was a kid, my mom had a thing for pillows, and I remember I'd try to, like, lay on the couch, you know, and there's, like, 8,000 pillows, and I'd just throw them all on the floor, like, oh, I hate my mom's pillows!
Yeah, I that's how I feel about
yeah.
decorative pillows. It's, like, a couple here and there, great. More than four, that's too many.
Sure.
So...
Well, either... And they didn't look... I mean, they were...
And the
it was
fact
like,
that they were suddenly appeared.
It
was like the pillow fairy came to her house and went... Oh, I'm going to leave her some lovely pillows.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And just so the direction of that episode and then the direction of the day that they found her body mm-hmm. and everybody was having these flashbacks with her narration,
mm-hmm.
they seemed to be very similar to me.
Yeah.
Like, they were kind of a break from the normal direction that we get. And I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like the style. I didn't like the feel to it. It was just...
I mean, they do that kind of stuff occasionally, whatever. But
I see. I don't know.
So anyway, okay, let's talk about what everybody's flashbacks kind of were and why they're suspects,
well,
right?
and the fact that Murphy found her face down in the creek.
Floating
with the back of her head all
smashed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's
Here's
relevant.
Another thing I have to say. When he drug her out, he looked bemused.
What? He did. He looked like he was about to go, oh, that Diane.
I know, right? He didn't look disturbed. And I was like...
And why did he pull her out in the first place? Don't you leave the body where it is and you call the police and say, oh my God,
well,
there's
I mean,
a dead body in the
he
lake.
He did find Catherine in the river. Remember when she had the switcheroo?
He pulled her out
and they thought she was Marge.
Her.
So,
yeah.
Murphy has a history of finding people.
The lady in the lake.
Yeah.
No, it just, that was the thing that really surprised me. It was like, oh, wow, Murphy must have done this, because look at his face. And then it was like, wait a minute, and he's disturbing all this evidence by dragging her out.
And he knew it was Diane immediately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, called Catherine. Hey,
guess what
I found Diane.
I didn't get any fish, but look what I got.
Oh, Murphy. All right, so everybody immediately thinks... Adam, Victor, right?
Sure, yeah, the usual suspects.
And Jack is freaking out because he still doesn't know where Kyle is.
Kyle is, right.
And Kyle had called him the night before
mm-hmm.
and was like, help, or I don't know.
Yeah, it was, like, cut off, and he was in a tunnel, and, you know.
Yeah, and Jack
Kyle.
Didn't try to call back or anything.
Right,
you
yeah.
know. But, so Jack was worried because Kyle had... called in distress.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam had been teamed up with Diane a lot,
mm-hmm.
and he had been at the athletic club at the bar for a little while, mm-hmm. and then
he picked up some chick.
Picked up a chick, but then we know that he kind of had this missing point of time.
Right, he's got a big block.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he went to the bridge.
He did.
And met with Diane and said, okay, we're all set. Our plan to make it look like Victor killed you
uh-huh.
is working. Here, bleed all over this.
Uh-huh, that's right.
And had her bleed all over this rock. And then put
conveniently Victor's, just put Victor's watch right underneath right under the rock, it. Just, so it'd be real easy to right. find.
It was like, okay, where's the post-it note that says, look under bloody rock? Because that would have made it a little
and then,
easier.
And he kind of drug her.
Yeah,
she was alive, but yeah, so he was like, be limp and let me drag you across the sand a little bit yeah. so it looks real. Not to mention the fact that he's walking
all over the place. Yeah.
Like they're not going to make imprints of his feet.
Yeah, that they're only going to pay attention to her drag marks. Okay, fine.
Yeah. And, did they argue or anything? I think
not really. I think
then
that
he
they
goes.
Were just, yeah, then he just
he's
left.
Gone.
Yeah, and, they kind of, you know, do their little bickery thing.
Yeah.
But not anything.
But it was kind of like, okay. So then Victor comes, and she's like, hey, Victor, you know...
Adam is trying to set you up for my murder. Look under that bloody rock, won't you? And he does, thereby getting his fingerprints all over it, I would imagine.
No, he used his hand. He used a handkerchief.
Oh, that's right, because he's a
but
European gentleman who has a handkerchief. I don't know anyone who carries a handkerchief, except for my former father-in-law.
Thor used to. I was thinking about that the other day, and then he doesn't. He used to
he
all
should.
The time.
You better get him started on that again, because it'll keep him out of trouble.
Dust your prints.
Yeah.
But so he lifted up the rock and was like, huh, my watch.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, this doesn't really prove anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to help you.
Yeah.
And then he left the watch?
Yeah. He because he went back to get it later. So
I'm going to leave my watch under the bloody rock right now.
Right, yeah.
I'll be back in a half an hour.
You watch it.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, right.
And think about this. So her plan didn't work because...
Nobody fell for it.
Nobody, yeah. So Victor now knew that they were kind of going to try to frame him.
Mm-hmm.
But Victor wasn't willing to... Because she was like, I'll help you get Adam. And Victor's like, yeah.
I'll get Adam on my own.
Yeah, I don't
bitch.
Need you.
I don't need your help.
So then, who showed up?
I think at that point it was... I want to say Ashley. But I don't really remember the order.
Okay,
I was so bored by this whole sequence.
No,
I can't
you're right.
even tell you.
Ashley and Diane met ahead of time at Crimson Lights.
Yeah.
First.
Right, because that's when Diane told Ashley.
She
oh,
said,
remember
I have
how
a video.
Tucker,
oh, yeah.
How Abby had been saying that Tucker and I slept together, and we all said, no, we didn't. Well, yes, we did, and it was spectacular.
Yeah. And she also had the video, too. She
right.
said, and I've also got Abby's confession.
Mm-hmm.
So let's work out a deal.
Right.
And Ashley said, no effing way.
Yeah, forget it.
And then slapped her.
Right.
You know.
That's right. That was that good slap.
And then left.
Mm-hmm.
So then Ashley went back and found Diane in the park later.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, like, another...
They had kind of a cat fight, didn't they? Wasn't there fighting between
Dude,
them?
Dude, I felt bad for Diane. Because
she
every
got
single
beat up
person...
By everybody.
Yeah, every yeah. single person came
ooh, clues,
and assaulted
oh.
her. And it was like... Poor Diane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, and you reap what you sow, and she
yeah,
had been
yeah.
pretty crappy to everybody, but to have kind of this whirlwind of people beating up
on
her.
Yeah, it was literally like everyone, every single person assaulted her in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And while Ashley had bitch slapped Diane into the sand, Ashley's phone fell.
Right.
And she didn't realize
it. She didn't realize it. Yeah.
And left the scene. So Ashley's phone
right.
is there.
Yeah.
So then Nick shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm putting this all together in my head.
Okay.
Nick shows up because she had sent the text and
mm-hmm.
he came and he's like, what don't you get? Like, we're not a
alone.
Thing.
Yeah. I don't like you. God.
And leave everybody else alone. And so he, in this, I don't know, they stepped on the phone or something and it hit, or no, his phone pocket dialed Ashley's,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why the hell does it matter if the phone, if Ashley's phone is in the sand?
Because
somebody
it could
else
be
picks
found
it up later.
With the message that
all
Nick
right.
accidentally leaves when he butt dials her.
Yeah.
While he's yelling at
he's screaming
Diane,
at Diane.
Oh, I'm
will...
gonna kill you!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna knock a brick in your head! And he, like, pretty much describes the whole crime.
So and that, then lets her go
and
walks
then, and
away.
Says, well, okay, never mind. Yeah.
And then Phyllis shows up.
Phyllis shows up and
kind
of slaps her
kind of the same thing.
Some more.
Slaps
yeah.
her and loses a nail.
Right.
And the nail falls in the sand next to the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the watch with the bloody rock.
Right.
And Tucker shows up.
Tucker showed up to
because
say,
he's mad. Because Ashley...
Ashley had gone back to him and said, hey, Diane just said you did sleep with her, and you suck, and I...
And he admitted it. He goes, you're right.
Yeah, but it wasn't when they were together, so really she had no cause to...
Oh, they were together.
Oh, that's right, they were.
They just weren't engaged.
They weren't engaged, okay. So he's saying that that gives him a freebie, because he had been a playboy, but she changed his whole life, and she's like, you know what? Your mom is right. We shouldn't be married anymore. Let's go through with that annulment, and now he's all sad puss.
Yeah. But so he went and kind of grabbed Diane and said...
Why did you tell her?
Yeah. And proceeds to roll around in some poison ivy?
Yeah, poison sumac. They made it real clear that it wasn't poison ivy. Poison sumac.
I've never even heard of that.
Same idea, except it's instead of a vine, it's a plant.
I just love that...
Leaf of three, let it be.
Okay. I love that what Tucker has left from Diane is a rash.
That is a lasting
She gave
memory.
Him a rash.
Yeah, well, I wonder what Nick's going to wind up next time he goes to the free clinic.
So, Tucker's trying to hide that he has a rash. Mm-hmm. You know, he's telling people he has carpal tunnel.
Yeah, the makeup department really went all out on his rash, because it's nasty looking. Yeah. They had a couple, it was all pussy and seeping, and it was like, oh, nice.
And he's, doing it right over his, desk calendar,
Well, you know, he's had a massive head injury, and I don't understand, why doesn't he just go to Rite Aid and get some rash ointments?
I thought he had some. Am I wrong? I thought he had some.
Okay.
I saw him putting that on and then trying to wrap his arm, but... the wrap kept falling off, and it just wasn't pretty.
Yeah. He's incompetent.
So then... Victoria was mad because at the same time... Okay, now I'm starting to really remember this. Nikki found out she was being sued by Diane.
Right, for alienation of affection.
And everybody, and then Nikki had checked out of rehab, and everybody's where is she? Where is she?
Yeah, and then 2 hours later, oh, there she is.
Yeah, she just needed some air.
She was sitting in the parking lot the whole time.
With a bottle.
Right.
So Victoria was mad at Diane because she was messing with
her
mom's
rehab. Yeah.
And so we know Victoria went and sort of messed with Diane a little bit in the park too. Yeah. And
see, that's a cat fight that I wish they had expanded on, because with Victoria's hair, when she's
I can just see a ring getting stuck in that.
I could just see some good yanks.
Yeah.
You know. So.
And then Abby...
But Victoria didn't leave any evidence behind, did she? I don't remember that she did.
I'm having trouble. I don't seem to remember
anything.
Keeping
them all straight, yeah,
okay. And so we also know, because Diane had that video, that she was hiding in a safe deposit box?
I think it's
hidden somewhere.
Hidden somewhere that needs a key.
It needs a key. Yeah. And Abby had the key...
I don't think Abby ever had the key. I think only Diane had the key, but Abby knew she had the key.
And that the video was hidden somewhere.
Right, yeah.
So when they found Diane's body, the key was shoved down the throat.
Right.
Silence of the Lambs
style. I was
going to
say, it's very Silence of the Lambs. So
pretty
if they ever find out what the key is to, then theoretically
they'll find
the video
and...
that's the confession and make Abby look like suspect number one.
Yeah.
And this whole time, Deacon has just been kind of been seen on the edges.
Yeah.
He's been watching a lot. He's quite the little voyeur.
Yeah, he is.
You know, and he's been talking to some... He talked to Phyllis.
I can't believe I ever liked Deacon.
I can't believe you ever did either.
I don't know why.
For Deacon for a while.
He's gross.
Ever since he shaved. Once he got rid of the weird facial hair situation, he turned into kind of a...
There's something about him,
character.
I don't know. That creeps me out now. Like pervy creep out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's his acting or... I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something
Or that he slept with Nikki and that tainted
and
him.
Right. More than once he slept with Nikki.
Yeah.
He went back.
So
he's been seeing stuff, and he's kind of been talking to some people, like he talked to Phyllis and said, you know,
I know what you did.
Yeah.
But we don't know what
he knows. But we don't know what he knows. Yeah.
And if he's just messing with us. So, yeah. Right. And I think that we're supposed to assume that he took the camera, mm-hmm. the fish and game camera.
Oh, okay, sure.
That's kind of what I thought. Yeah. But I don't know that I believe that.
Yeah.
And then the phone message that Nick, when he was like, I'm gonna kill you, Diane right. Jenkins, my name is Nick Newman. Yes.
And then I'm gonna go home to my house at...
the Newman Ranch, right. 555 Newman Street.
Newman Street, right.
Anyway, so somebody keeps calling Nick from a blocked number and right. playing that message, mm-hmm. right? So
someone's got the message and the phone, because he and Ashley went back and looked for it.
Well, and it was kind of funny, because there's been some scenes between Nick and Ashley.
Yeah.
Where before there's somebody...
There's some chemistry going on there.
Oh, you think?
I thought, yeah. There was a couple, because they were talking, and she was getting upset about something there at the coffee house, and...
I think they're just trying to make it look like that way? To piss off Phyllis.
Because it's working.
Yeah, because they were at the coffee house, and he... But it was like
patting her hand, and it looked like they were holding hands. Yeah. And he had just said,
let's keep it between us.
Yeah, right. But he's talking about the phones.
Yeah. Well, it was funny, though, the first scene, before anybody had even called him, mm-hmm. and he knew that he had left, really, that message, mm-hmm. he just invited Ashley out to coffee, like, hey, I think we should talk in person. Yeah. And he's like, so, your phone, have you checked your messages?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I lost my phone. Yeah. And he was like, oh, so you haven't checked your messages, though. Yeah. And he kept beating around the bush.
Right.
And finally was like, because I kind of left this implicating murderous message on your phone. No biggie.
Right, yeah.
But
if you find it, if you could, you know, delete it, that would be great.
And Ashley's like, oh, because I lost my phone. And she's all freaking out. And she's like, yeah, because it was kind of when I went and met with Diane.
You met with Diane, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
So they're kind of... keeping it secret.
Cahoots.
Yeah. At the same time, Nick and Phyllis had sex that night, but they also were apart.
Yeah, there was time when they were apart, and then they got back to... They met back up.
And so they agreed to make each other their alibi.
Right, yeah. To say, we've been gross together all night.
Yes. And immediately the next morning, Nick had this giant scratch on his neck.
Right, yeah.
Which I thought it was funny when, like, Ronan came to investigate.
Well, okay, so we need to talk about that Ronan is on the case.
Yeah.
Ronan is the guy that they brought in.
That's right.
To be the lead investigator.
Yeah.
That whoever the cute black detective lady is, I can't remember what her name is.
She's kind of around, but...
Yeah, she's around, but she's not doing the case... It's been handed over to Ronan, and everyone was like, oh, Ronan's back.
Why would a murder in the town park be handed over to the feds?
Because she was under indictment by the SEC.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Okay.
There's a link for you.
Sure. Sounds good.
Yeah, tenuous, but okay. So.
And Ronan has new hair.
I like it. I think it looks cute.
I think it looks a little too just for men out of the box. Just a little too much.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking the
cut is not fine. So much the color. Color was the like color, a little...
Yeah, it doesn't quite match. It's a little too
straight
rusty.
Out of the box. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
And everybody's like, oh, Ronan's on the case, you liver-stealing...
Yeah, he got called a liver-stealer more than once. By Chloe, and I think...
A liver-stealer.
I know... Chloe called him that.
Yeah.
And it was funny.
I think a few people did.
And I think, and Nina, when she found out he was in town, could not be more pissed.
Well.
And pissy about it.
It's like, it's driving me nuts, because I know that he didn't just leave because he's cold-hearted.
No,
what is the story? Why did he leave? I can't figure it out.
I don't care.
I do.
Well, okay.
I just want to know.
Yeah. It'll come out sooner or later. He had to leave because blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure that
then they'll all eat crow.
Right, and they'll all, oh, you meant... So
but you had to give that liver to an orphan.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You were just hanging on to it.
Yeah, you turned around and gave half of it to, yeah. So, for some, you know, good reason,
Okay.
You know.
Well, anyway, and everybody's pissed off that he's there.
Yeah. And Chance is missing. They got the notice.
Oh, God. No.
And I want to know, if you're missing, do you put your blue star flag at, like, half staff? Or something? Or do you just...
Why?
Just say, you know, yes, we have someone in the services, but...
Well, I think that there's probably a protocol. Like, they have to be missing for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And they have probably has to be, like, probable cause to, like, that they're not AWOL, right?
You know? Right. God, wouldn't that be funny? He and Billy would be awesome. Are in Thailand just getting hammered. Come back with facial tattoos. Oh, that would be great.
The whole Chance thing is that... you know, I've had friends who've gone to, like, Afghanistan and whatnot, and they don't get calls from their mothers every day. It's more like they're lucky if it's, like, once a month.
Yeah.
As, you know.
To get it, yeah, I mean.
And they're lucky to have access to email.
Right,
And they're busy people.
Yeah. And someone of Chance's rank, even more so.
Yeah.
You know, than if he was just an enlisted
It just seems like, and I know this is what Nina does, but I'm just like, I want to punch her.
Yeah, I'm so over
when
Nina.
When she's like, but he knows that I worry. He needs to call his mother.
Why do you think he left you?
Cut
you,
the cord.
Yeah, you are a helicopter mom of the worst kind. And then your other son comes back to town, and you're too uptight to say, you know.
Well, I mean, he did.
Why don't you explain to me.
Steal the good son's liver.
Yeah, well, why don't you explain to me why you did what you did? I would really like, you know, to have you give me at least that much courtesy, and I know your adoptive parents raised you well enough.
You know.
Instead, she's just like.
No, I honestly thought in the very beginning, when she went to the police station for some reason, I don't know, probably to report Chance is missing. My son is missing, and he's in Afghanistan.
Well, man, we'll get our best people right on it, because that's what we do in Genoa City. We cover all crime everywhere.
And she was surprised that Ronan was there, and, she kind of had this moment where she was like, oh my God, Ronan, what are you doing here? And it almost sounded like if he had had an excuse or whatever, like, she was willing to hear it for about 30 seconds. Like, she was, like, was surprised, shocked, where have you been?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been up to? Yeah.
How's the new liver working
and
out?
And he was very cold. He was like, I'm on the case.
Yeah. Don't talk to me about anything
else. I'm busy. I'm not going to Afghanistan.
She still could have reached out to him gently instead of just immediately.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know.
Turned into complete.
I mean, from the outside, it does look like he's a liver stealer.
Yeah. You know. But so. I don't think anyone's giving him a real chance to.
No.
Sit down.
Of course not.
Explain,
you know, if anything,
actions.
I think Paul has been extra nice to him, and just in that they're going to work together, and Paul was like, well, I'm not going to give up your secret.
Yeah.
Because Paul's the one who saw him first.
Right.
And said, well, I'm not going to tell Nina, you're going to tell her.
Yeah.
Which then got him in the doghouse with Nina, but...
Well, not hard to
when
do.
Is he not?
Well, and, you know, the perennial question, are they together, or are they not? Are they friends? Are they... What is their status? Do we know? I think they're just friends at this point, yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Just friends.
I'd like them to stay just friends. I think that's for the best.
I think, yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah, Chance is missing. Boo-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? If he comes back,
don't care.
Oh my God. Like, if he's missing and then returns.
And comes back again?
Like, I'm not missing. I was just on a plane home.
Right.
Surprise.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, anyway.
So there's all these theories swirling around.
Who do you think did it?
Okay, I really... It's far-fetched, but I really think...
It's always a far-fetched answer.
Yeah. I don't think it's any of the main suspects, because they're all main characters.
Yeah.
And as far as we know, you know, you need to get your little detective hat on there and... find out if anyone else's contract has been cut so we don't have these lapses again.
Here, okay.
But
okay, go ahead, because I'm going to tell you my theory in a minute.
Okay. I think it was Kyle, and I think it was an accident. I think he met her up at the footbridge randomly.
Yeah.
That he hadn't actually been going to Switzerland.
But no, and you told me this before, and I was totally on board for this. That whole, like, when Jack got the distressed phone call, I was like, oh my god, it is Kyle. Mm-hmm. But Jack ended up finding where Kyle was and flew to Switzerland.
I have that covered.
Okay.
Okay, so Kyle meets up with his mom after she's had all of these encounters with all these other people.
Yeah. Right?
And he fights with her because he's like, you're taking me away from my dad, you're taking me away from Victor, who I really like, who gives me stuff, and all my, you know, friends. And she, somehow or another, she accidentally falls backwards.
Sure.
And hits her head.
Yeah.
And dies.
Sure.
And he freaks out.
Sure.
Because he can't look at his dead mother there, so he rolls her into the pond so that he doesn't have to look at her horrible dead face.
Okay.
And then he gets on the plane that's already set up for him to take him to Switzerland, and then he goes to Switzerland. And by the way, was anyone else disappointed when the Swiss housekeeper came out and was not dressed as Swiss Miss?
Or didn't have a Swiss accent?
She had an accent.
No way! She was like, she had an accent like me.
She had like a European accent. No, she had an
I'm gonna rewind.
Yeah.
I was annoyed. I remember thinking, this doesn't seem very European. Swiss
She looked Asian to me. That kind of threw me off. But that might just be,
Anyway.
Whatever.
It just didn't, I didn't have the Swiss feeling I was looking for.
She did not jump out as, oh, you are the Swiss headmistress of this posh boarding school.
No, not at all. No.
No. So, anyway, that is what I think. Or I think Deacon did.
Well, and here's another thing. Because
he's, you can get rid of him. The Kyle character, have him go off to kid jail.
Or it can be, since it's because it's accidental, that he's cleared.
Right.
Okay, okay. But and we didn't talk about the rings, because they found an imprint of a Harvard ring. A
Harvard class ring.
On, somewhere on Diane.
Embedded in her arm.
In her arm, okay.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
so,
not the ring itself, but just, like, the imprint.
Yeah, yeah. And so, at first, they instantly went to Adam, because we all know Adam went to Harvard.
Yes, because he mentions that himself a lot.
Yeah. So they take the ring, they do the analysis. It's not Adam's
wrong
ring.
Right.
And then they go, oh, well, Jack went to Harvard.
Yeah.
When did I don't remember. I didn't know that. Okay.
He had to go somewhere.
So it makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. Yes.
Yeah.
He certainly does not have the look of a Yaley.
So, and Kyle, meanwhile, had been kind of mopey, you know, mom's dead. Jack brought him back. Oh, yeah.
You are heartless. Jeez. No,
I just mean, like, he wasn't, like, I actually, props to Kyle, because he wasn't, like, over the top, like, bruh, mom's dead.
I'm a teen actor.
He was mopey, you know,
yeah.
Like, it was
well,
subtle.
The scenes with him being sad have been really good and heartfelt, and it's like, that's how you do act when you're grieving and you go to these things and, oh, I went
to found his niche. He's a griever.
Yeah, birthday party, but it just wasn't any fun.
Yeah.
I feel sad because my mom just got killed.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That was really good.
So, Jack has a little moment with him where he's like, you know, there's a lot of people that are suspects, and there's probably going to be a time where they're going to say that maybe I had something to do with it. And he's like, but I didn't, and I promise you, and blah, blah, blah. So, Kyle goes up to bed or whatever, and immediately Ronan comes over and he's like, I want to see your Harvard ring.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack's like, okay, fine. He tells him where the ring is.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Kyle had been overhearing, and he is concerned that either Jack A did it or Jack will be
Jack
implicated.
Yeah.
And Kyle steals the ring.
Right.
And then Ronan is like, where's your ring? He's like freaking out, like, you hid the ring.
Yeah.
And yeah, so anyway.
And Jack's like, no, really, it's on the bedside table.
Yeah.
That's where I put it.
Yeah.
I kind of felt sorry for Jack for
I know.
The first time in my life. I was like, oh, God.
Because it was like
Jack.
The first time. It was like, whoops.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying
this
to
really
hide
isn't
anything.
His fault.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. Here's what I think.
What's your theory?
And it's not really a theory. I don't really know who did it, but this is where I think that Diane potentially left the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because on all the articles I read, it was a shocker. It wasn't expected.
Mm-hmm. That she left?
That she left.
Oh.
And in the same time, Nikki's contract was kind of all up in the air, and it is up in the air even right now, just a little bit, right?
I thought that got settled, though, that they had overpaid her, and...
She'll be back in January or whatever, okay. But I don't know. Here's what I think, because Diane was kind of a scene stealer, and I'm totally just making this all up. I have no basis for any of this, but she was, a total scene stealer, right?
Oh, she was good, yeah.
And I think... that maybe...
Oh, you think Nikki had her killed?
I mean,
Melody Scott Thomas or whatever. I think Melody Scott Thomas said, you know what, you want me back?
Yeah. Get rid of her. I think so. Absolutely.
I love this. Yes.
So...
Okay.
And it wasn't until Diane is off the show and she is gone that
and
Nikki will agree to come back.
That's so bitchy. Yes,
I know.
I love it.
But that stuff happens.
Oh, all the time. Yeah.
And because they're vying for the same man in the show, so it's sort of the same.
It's taking her
position.
Time.
Yeah. I'm just going there. I don't know.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
I just thought it was kind of coincidental because it was like everything I've read about Melody Scott Thomas's contract is the writers are like, we love her, we want her back.
Yeah,
we are not letting her go. Yeah. We want her, right?
Yeah.
And the things from her reps are more like kind of, oh, well,
we're
she wasn't paid.
Yeah.
It just sounded like really lame excuses.
That she was reticent. Huh. Okay. Well.
So I don't think Nikki had anything to do with her death, but I think that's why Nikki is MIA. And they're still referring to Nikki like, oh, no, she's in rehab, whatever.
Well, and they kind of tried to make it sound like maybe she was a suspect because she's got those couple of hours where she's not.
Yeah.
So they could write it in that she did it.
Yeah.
But,
later.
You know.
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of a cop-out.
I do, too.
The other person I think might get written to have done it, and again, it would be the accident scenario, would be Abby. And I think it's because... I think Abby in real life is pregnant. I don't know this, but she's got that handbag, and she's wearing a lot of big, flowy kind of, you know, baby top tops. And this is kind of like, they haven't shown her waist in a while.
That's really true.
So, you know, that would be an easy way for her to go and take her maternity leave if, you know, if she had to go and do some sentence time. And then they'd figure out a way to get her to come back. Cause even if you're sentenced to
I just think it's somebody that we...
I hope it really surprises us. I hope that it's, you know...
But not
Faith.
In a, like, okay.
Or,
but when they had the whole Carmen Mesta thing, and it ended up being David Chow who killed her, it was like, that surprised me, but only because they had gone through everybody else as a possible suspect, and then it was like an unsolved mystery for a long time, they kind of let it go.
Yeah, they kind of let it go. That was about the time that I started watching.
And it just seemed sort of convenient, like, way later that...
Oh, by the way, and he did this.
Yeah, it was like, we're getting rid of him, so we're just gonna say that, whatever.
Yeah.
So I kind of don't want it to be one of those things where they end up figuring it out
really,
3 years down the road.
Yeah, no, I'd like to see it wrapped up by fall.
It would be nice.
Another thing I would like to see is totally off topic, but, you know, Genevieve... bought that big scary house.
Oh, that's right.
I want her to have a Halloween costume party.
Ooh.
Almost more than anything.
That sounds fun.
Because that would be a great set.
Don't you think we should be extras in one of those kinds of scenes?
We're
just in the back, like, masquerade.
Yeah, I could totally pull that off. I could do that. I can wear a mask.
Me too.
Not a problem.
So...
Yeah, so there's lots of red herrings. It may or may not be interesting to find out what's actually happened.
May or may not.
I mean, the flashback
it was
day,
Dr.
I was
Studley.
So bored. I can't even tell you. I was just like, you know, it might, maybe it will turn out to be Dr. Studley, and that'll be, you know, lame.
He was Piper.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm curious and I'm enjoying the conversations we're having, especially on the Facebook, where people are coming in with some of their more obscure characters and reasons.
Yeah.
You know, that's just fun. It's fun to have these, you know, they spin the wheel in the writer's room. Oh, someone's going to have a big whodunit murder this year. Okay, great. So next year we're going to have the mystery illness.
I feel like this is a little bit of a muted storyline for the summer, though. Like, in that we've had some pretty big, like, Colleen's death because of Mary Jane and the switcheroo, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just feel
the heart transplant stuff.
Yeah. This is,
It's pretty tame.
Yeah, it's not that exciting, so it's like, is something else going to happen? I mean, the Sharon thing was pretty big.
Yeah.
And...
So maybe they're just kind of...
I don't know.
Making it a little easier.
Yeah. But,
I don't know. You know, another possibility of a suspect who hasn't been bothered at all is Noah.
He's out of town, isn't he?
Is he? Okay.
I thought he went back to New York or something. I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
I don't really know, honestly. I was thinking about that today. I was like, where is Noah?
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want them to... Meh. A little less Diane, a little more Noah...
Here's my thought. Did I tell you this? Did I write this on Facebook? That I think it's, here's my thought on who I think it is. It's the mobster guy.
Oh, right, Angelo.
Angelo.
Yeah, because he had come into town to take care of some business.
And he was around, and everybody was like, Angelo's here. Mm-hmm. Hi, Angelo.
And he's easily disposable.
And I was thinking, maybe because she had money problems, she had borrowed money from him.
Yeah.
And
no, I like that.
Meh.
Okay, sure. See, that's something that they could easily write in.
Real easy.
Tie it all up.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
So I think it's Angelo.
All right. Good. I like that.
And you think it's Kyle.
And I think it's Kyle. And I think it was an accident.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com. But really, you should find us on Facebook.
We have more fun on Facebook.
Yeah, there's nothing happens on the blog other than I just can post
that's
it.
That's where it posts.
And that's where you can listen to it. Or
if you don't listen to it on iTunes.
Or find the link to Facebook. But all you have to do is just search us, The Young and the Restless Recap. Because it's fun on Facebook.
Yeah, we're having some good...
Yeah.
Some good jokes.
And we are definitely talking... We're not sure what it is yet, but we're going to have a contest for the 50th podcast.
Mm-hmm, right.
We just haven't decided what yet.
Right, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Not next time after that.
All right. See ya.
Bye.